Tesla's 2027 waitlist, Starlink's orbital ambitions, and the physics of demand surges. S&P futures opened Thursday at approximately 7,785, up roughly 15 points, a near-flat reading that provides a calm backdrop against which one supply chain story stands out for what it reveals about consumer demand, policy incentives, and manufacturing constraints simultaneously. Tesla's Model 3 wait times have stretched into 2027. The immediate cause is California's electric vehicle rebate program, which generated a demand surge that the company's Fremont factory cannot absorb fast enough. The surge runs against a recent narrative of Tesla struggling with demand, a narrative supported by several rounds of price cuts and intermittent inventory buildups. What the California data demonstrates is that price sensitivity is a powerful variable in EV adoption. When a meaningful rebate reduces the effective purchase price, demand materializes quickly. The policy design lesson is direct. California's rebate structure was apparently not modeled against Tesla's production capacity, which would have allowed the program to smooth demand rather than spike it. A 12 to 18-month waitlist is a double-edged outcome. Strong evidence of product demand readable by markets and analysts, but long enough that a meaningful percentage of buyers may reconsider, particularly as Hyundai, GM, and a range of Chinese manufacturers continue releasing competitive models. Elon Musk's announcement that SpaceX plans to place 100,000 Starlink satellites in orbit represents an ambition of a different scale entirely. The current Starlink constellation stands at approximately 7,000 satellites. Reaching 100,000 would require a launch cadence with no historical precedent, even with Starship fully operational. International Telecommunication Union coordination of orbital slots and frequency allocations alone would constitute a years-long diplomatic process, and a constellation of that density would fundamentally reshape the radio frequency environment for every other space operator on the planet. Astronomers already raising concerns about light pollution from the existing constellation would find those concerns considerably amplified. The business rationale is nonetheless clear. At sufficient satellite density, Starlink could offer latency and bandwidth comparable to fiber optic connectivity from essentially any point on Earth. A total addressable market that extends beyond satellite internet to the entire global broadband industry.